I'm Deborah Dale on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
I don't want to play anymore. Now you've got them singing it?
Of course. Everybody wants to sing it because we're all awesome fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In about 15 minutes, if you didn't hear my story an hour or so ago about the woman that I met, who she was walking her dog, and her take on, out of nowhere, on the vaccine is going to floor you. I'll tell you the story in about 15 minutes. Facebook. Well, I think you and I kind of talked about this a little bit. I think the world would be a better place without this crap.
Yeah.
You know, social media, people are as rude as they've ever been.
Absolutely.
It's where they go to be rude because they wouldn't say it in front of your face.
It's, you know what, there's a great book out there. It's essentially about mask. You know, that there's that movie that came out about 15 years ago called Eyes Wide Shut, where everybody wears a mask.
Yeah.
But in
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and they can, you know, and when people have a mask on, they're more apt to be open, you know, and honest with feelings and say things, and that they probably wouldn't say in a public setting to somebody.
Right.
And that's kind of what this has given us. This is the mask that we can feel free to say horrible things to people or whatever and get away with it because there is nothing on the other side like a fist.
Yeah.
Or a cocktail. Or nowadays people get fired, but the reality is people still feel safe.
Yeah, to say bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook owns Instagram too. And there's a really, really interesting study about how Facebook knows Instagram is toxic for teen girls.
Yep.
Okay. So, but, you know, we talk about how bad Facebook is. Instagram is a much nicer place to be. Less comments, more pictures.
Yes.
What are teen girls seeing on Instagram, and how is it toxic for them?
Well, if you're a 15-year-old girl, and you're like everything, right? Well, you're 14, 15, the hormones are raging, your
right.
body's changing, and you go on there, and you see this world of beauty.
Because everybody has an awkward phase.
Everybody.
You and I are still in it.
Yep, that's it. And and they see standards that, first of all, they're mythical. You're not going to, most of these people don't really look like that in real life. And I always tell everybody, look at their hands if you're the only one that they look like. Secondly.
So it's beyond airbrushed.
It's beyond airbrushed,
right?
But the other side of things, too, and I remember this. And I brought this up. I don't know if I brought this up on here before, but about 6-7 years ago, the last time they had MTV Live or whatever it was, you know, with like Carson Daly, they had on one of the major models. And this girl standing up. She was a cute girl. She was probably 17, 18. She was pretty. But she asked, how can I look like you? And this model looked at her and says, you can't. Because the most important thing I got was I got the gene lottery. And when you're 15, you don't want to hear that. You look at this and you think about, you know, you talked yesterday even about, you know, getting Botox or, you know, you know something of that nature.
Yeah, because like more men are getting Botox
Absolutely.
These days. And I'm like, yeah, I'm totally in.
So if you're 15, 16, you're looking at this and you see this and you want this world of beauty that is truly unobtainable for a lot of people. Because you don't have a we could all kind of look near that if I had a 24-hour chef, right? If I had somebody work me out all the time,
right?
If I, you know, you could get to a certain point, but there are certain things you're just never going to get, and that's the gene lottery.
So you have teen girls that are looking at this. They're getting eating disorders,
absolutely, cutting themselves.
Oh gosh,
you know, suicidal thoughts. Because
so when is it time to pull our kids off like Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff? Because I think a lot of parents have the rule, you don't get a cell phone until this age. You don't get to be on Instagram until, you know, this age.
Yeah.
But they're going to be on it eventually.
That's it.
Because everybody else is. Like,
it's finding the happy balance between understanding pulling your kid off, these kids off, that's not good. And I'll tell you why.
Pulling the kids where?
Off the internet, off the web, off any of the stuff. Because the world is going to become more technologically advanced unless the Amish finally get their way.
Yeah.
And until that happens and they have to churn butter and you and I are out building a barn, the reality is you can't do that. Because you and I, even out here, these youngsters out here, you know, I mean, we call them youngsters. I mean, they're
That makes you sound old, man.
Yeah, but they're in their early 20s to mid-20s.
Sure, we have some young people in the newsroom.
Instagram and that stuff matters. To them, it's real. They grew up with it.
Right.
For us, we could take it or leave it. I'll be honest. I'd get rid of it all today if I could. I don't care. I don't care what anybody, because it's become so toxic and it's not fun and everybody's angry.
But we're drawn to it.
Yeah, yeah. And so I couldn't imagine what it's like being a teenager, any kind of teenager, boy or girl, watching these things and thinking to themselves, oh, why can't I be that? Why can't I be Kourtney Kardashian? Why can't I be, you know, any of these people?
But if Facebook knows that Instagram is toxic for teen girls and company documents show that, what is Facebook supposed to do?
Well,
because like Facebook loves the fact that everybody hates each other because of them.
Yes.
You know, I mean, Facebook is one of the worst things to happen to all of us. And we've already gone through it and why. By the way, you get all the controversy pushed towards you. You get the misinformation, they push it towards you.
Yeah, well, the AI has made it that way.
Right. They want you to just loathe each other. But if Facebook knows Instagram is toxic for teen girls, what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to say, you're not allowed to join Instagram until you're 18 or until you're 22?
No, I think...
Should we put like a drinking age on it? The drinking age is 21. Let's make social media 21.
You can't. I think what they're looking at doing is the same thing they're trying to look to do. And they've Instagram in particular has flirted with this in other countries. Getting rid of likes, getting rid of how many shares you have, getting rid of certain things that so many people gravitate towards because they want that dopamine hit of, did you see how many people liked my post?
Right.
Did you see how many views? Did you see how many times it shared? Doing those kind of things may help. But at the end of the day, they've got two eyes and they can look and they can see something. And whether they like it or don't like it as far as on there, if they want to aspire to be it, it's still going to be an issue.
Yeah. You can't wait for Facebook to fix Instagram and fix your kids' problems.
There's not a lot they're going to be able to do.
Well, you got to be a parent and talk to your kids about this
stuff.
That's
it. You know?
I mean, it always goes back to that.
Yeah. You got to look at your kids sometimes and go, you're a six and that's it. And this, you know.
Oh, I thought you just got there. I thought you said 6 years old.
No, you're a
listen,
six.
Listen, son.
You know.
You're like, I'm just going to, you're like a Kentucky four.
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
you're not
going
to be a Scottsdale nine.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm you. just go to school, become a billionaire,
and it
doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
You become automatically a Monaco 12.
Yeah. Get into computers. Right.
That's it. Nerds are cool.
All right. Facebook knows Instagram is toxic. They don't care.
Well, they don't. And this is not a lot they can do. It's not like this is news, but the problem that they put it into writing inside of some of their stuff, it's not like it was with the tobacco industry where they're like, yeah, this stuff's really horrible for people.
All right, coming up next.
Coming up!
The most insane conversation I have ever had in my life, and it was over the vaccine. And by the way, I did not start this one. I know it sounds like I would. I did not. You will never hear a story like this in your entire life. I'm going to tell it again. Next.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
All right, Chad, we got pop quiz coming up. True, false questions about the day's news. That's how we end the show.
By the way, speaking of a contest and fun rock and roll Hall of Famers, the Eagles.
The Eagles, baby.
Are heading to the Footprint Center for two amazing nights, September 24th, 25th. Head of the contest page now at KTR.com for your chance to win tickets.
I love the Eagles.
The Eagles.
All right. So, I had the craziest conversation with this lady that you're just not going to believe.
Okay?
Listen to this. So, my wife and I are on a walk last night, cruise around the block. You know, you have a little dinner, you go walk it off, you wait for the temperatures to go down, you're walking around, all that kind of stuff. I even jogged for a little bit, and then I got tired and started walking again. And up ahead was a woman with a dog. No big deal, right? We're on the same side of the street. We're going to pass each other. It's not a big deal. You know? Yeah. You know?
As you do.
As you do.
As you do in the world, you do, kids.
You know, when Let's bring it back to what I understand best, which is softball.
Okay.
When I hit a ball in the gap.
Yes.
All right. And the speed that I have is just incredible. I round first. I'm going to second. Right. I round second. I'm going to third. And I'm thinking, listen, I'm not going to hit one over the fence because I don't have that kind of power. I might try and score. And then your friend, who's the third base coach, puts the big stop sign up.
Yeah.
This woman on the same side of the street as me with her dog, before I get kind of even anywhere close to her,
okay,
puts the stop sign up.
Puts the stop sign.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You can't stop sign me. Who do you think you are? What do you think I'm going to do?
Take her purse, steal her dog. Maybe she thought you were coming just like you came for Gaga's dogs.
I didn't take Gaga's dogs. Okay. So she put the stop sign up. Wait.
Stop. Stop.
And I'm thinking, I don't really know what to think here. This has never happened to me before. And she said, you know, are you vaccinated? And I was like, I'm really going to like this lady. You know what I mean? She wants to make sure if I walk past her, I'm vaccinated. She's trying to stay safe, man.
That for you, that's a win, right?
It's
because
a total
you
win.
Live for
I live for the vaccinated.
The vaccinated.
You know what I mean?
You hate the unvaccinated.
No,
you
I don't
tell
hate
me that
the
all
unvaccinated.
The
no, I don't.
Hate them.
No,
want
no.
them to just
no,
your,
no. you treat you, them differently. Yes.
You
hate
are vaccine Freud
no.
people.
Okay.
Which are you hope misery comes.
No,
you
I don't.
Tell me all the time.
That's not true.
So you and this lady were going to bond because you
I
guys were on
so.
The same.
Yeah. She's
you
like,
guys were probably going to get together and have a party about all the people that were unvaccinated.
I
got sick.
Yeah. No. So I think I'm going to pet her dog and we're going to have a nice conversation and you know it's going to be good. She goes, are you vaccinated? And I'm thinking she doesn't want me. Maybe she thinks I'm a plague enthusiast. Maybe she thinks I'm an anti-vax person. Or
she thinks
just,
you are the thing that
maybe,
you find abhorrent.
Right. You know how when you read anything on COVID, there's that ball of COVID with the
yes,
spikes
with
in
the
it.
Spikes, yes.
Like I think she sees me like that.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. She goes, are you vaccinated? And I said, yes. So I proceeded to walk, you know, towards her because that's the way I get home. And she said, don't come near me. This is on the street. I'm like, wait a second.
Oh,
I just
no.
told you I'm vaccinated. I'm ready to go. Here's what she said to me. Don't come near me. You could transmit your vaccine to me.
Oh, no.
And so I look at my wife, and I'm like, what? wait, what?
So,
and there weren't any bars anywhere near, so I figured she was sober.
So normal street, she's older, younger?
Older.
Older.
Yeah.
Okay.
She looks nice enough. She's
nice
got a
enough,
dog. I mean,
right?
It's no big deal. Usually I would probably ask people their vaccination status, but I didn't
know it.
Because
you're odd like that.
Right, exactly. There, Pablo, Pfizer. Yeah, there you go.
You know,
see,
funny,
I know this.
Somebody in the building today goes, hey, can you find out if so-and-so's vaccinated? Ask Gatos, he'll know.
Oh, I know, exactly.
Okay. Trust me, he'll know.
So this woman, I told her I'm vaccinated because
okay.
she gave me the stop sign. She said, don't come near me. You could transmit your vaccine to me.
Oh, wow.
And I said, how am I going to do that?
So,
do
wait.
I breathe on you? Does just my bean, you know, a foot away from you, does some of my Moderna, squeeze out of my mouth and, in a breath, and then it goes into your lungs? Or
is that what she heard?
Huh?
Did she hear that from Nicki Minaj?
I don't think she heard it from Nicki Minaj.
So what she's saying is you being vaccinated are now contaminated with something that could,
contaminate
alien
her. Yes.
Leave...
Yes.
Your body.
My tentacles.
And.
What are tentacles? Did I say that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, your tentacles. Yeah, like if you had like
I almost said something else, which
well,
is just
that was
awful.
Earlier, right? Like with
so,
Nicki Minaj.
Right. My tentacles would come out and
again.
You know, like what? Like go to her face. And
yes. You're like a face sucker.
I'm a face sucker.
Like from aliens,
it's
right?
Unbelievable.
You don't want to do that.
No,
you don't
I don't want to do
that. Face sucker, because that thing gets right on you. You're screwed.
So I'm thinking, do I have to like, is she going to cross the street so we don't meet? And my wife goes, ma'am, that's completely wrong. You know, and I don't want to sit there and have an argument. Do I look approachable to you?
No,
I don't know. Really, right?
No,
I didn't start the conversation. Why are people starting the conversation with me? I don't know. Do I look approachable? No, I don't look approachable.
You should have just said, none your business.
So I just.
Is what I am.
Can you believe that someone believes that?
Mm-hmm.
There's.
Can I believe anything nowadays, kids? My favorite thing of all of this is the people who believe that inside of this vaccine is something that will change your DNA
yeah.
to make you think that God doesn't exist, to make you believe. So if you believe in God,
gosh.
That it doesn't exist, that he doesn't exist, that so that's like.
So I didn't make fun of her. I mean, I didn't had nothing to say to her. I'm like, well,
I would have just tried to find out. Where did you hear this? I'm curious because I like to see the sites that people
I should
go
have
to.
Asked that. I should have said, where did you see this? But all my wife said was, ma'am. That's not how this works. Yeah. Oh, no, it's how it works. And I'm just thinking, my goodness, I feel bad for this dog.
Echo chamber. People get in those echo chambers, and they get stuck there,
yeah.
and they can't get out.
So I want everybody to know, though, I did not walk close enough to her for my vaccine to rub off onto her. Because I got to tell you, I'm keeping all my Moderna.
I was going to say, first of all, okay? If she knows anything about you, yeah. you're never giving your vaccine
no.
up, ever.
I
Over
am...
your dead body, literally, is what would happen. Hey, make sure you grab the Get Us Chat Show podcast. Subscribe right now, kids. Absolutely free. iPhone, Android. Grab it. Get Us Chat Show podcast. Brought to you this week by Retirement Planners of America.
It's time.
Time!
For Pop Quiz.
Pop
Pablo!
Quiz.
Let's open the phones. 12-8-9-6-4-3-9
or call that
Stop
with
it.
A 4 no. double double
no, no,
4.
No. True false questions about the day's news.
Multiple choice.
It's not multiple choice. It's true false questions about the day's
all
news.
Today in Latin.
You give the phone number out because I'm not going to be able to get it out.
277-5827. 277-5827.
Way to go.
Is that the number? Call true false multiple choice, kids.
All
Do
right.
it straight at
Gatos
and Chad.
Okay.
Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right, pop quiz. True false questions about the day's news. Chad has a prize. He wants to give it away. Me, I don't want you to win a prize. I know it's not so awful.
I can't. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm
just
sorry.
Really in the middle of something. I want to see if these guys get their $1.4 million they're asking from the Sharks.
Oh, you're watching what is it?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, Kevin's grilling these
awesome.
Millennials. Say, you guys are so millennials.
Just. We got 5 minutes left in the show.
They're giving them a $5 million value. They valued themselves at $28 million. Not quite. Let's talk about people and their valuation, because are you a winner tonight? Or are you dead to Gatos? Gatos, Gatos. Kim in Scottsdale. You're live on the radio. Let's do it.
Kim, are you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Yes, sir.
All right. True or false? Chad is watching Shark Tank instead of playing Pop Quiz. True or false?
False.
I'll give that one to you.
What?
It's kind of in the middle bit, you know, but. Let's see. The monsoon officially ends at the end of the month. True or false?
False.
No, you're dead to me. It's true.
Yeah, there you go. Eventually you get to it.
Yep. So, who's next?
Jennifer. Live on the radio.
Jennifer. You ready to play Pop Quiz, Jennifer?
Yeah, I am.
All right, here we go. Apple kicked off its annual.
It's a horrible name for a child, but that's what the two most insufferable human beings name their child.
Oh, that's right.
True or false, Jennifer?
That's what? Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, and Chris Martin.
Yeah. Apple kicked off its annual unveiling today with new gadgets like the low cost iPad. True or false?
False?
Nope, you're dead to me. It's true.
The low cost iPad is actually called a tablet. Oh, kids, let's go to Patty. Patty, you're live on the radio.
Patty
and Payson.
You ready to play Pop Quiz?
Patty and Payson playing.
Sure enough.
Apple CEO Tim Cook announced the new iPhone 27. True or false?
False.
It is false. It's the iPhone 13.
13.
All right, you need 5 in a row to win.
What's it do that the 12 didn't do?
Nothing.
It says 13.
Nicki Minaj. Well, she was supposed to go to this prestigious ball, the Met Ball.
Yeah.
She ended up not doing that because she's not vaccinated. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me. It's true.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yep.
People not listen.
Yep.
Ray in Phoenix.
Ray, are you ready to play Pop Quiz?
I'm ready. I'm here.
All right. Nicki Minaj also tweeted that she thought the vaccine makes men impotent. True or false?
True, unfortunately.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Because she heard it from her cousin or from a guy.
And just for
all
of you,
probably happened.
The vaccine does not make you that way. Okay, she's wrong. All right. Nicki Minaj, her favorite candy is M&M's. True or false? What was that?
False.
False?
False.
It is false.
False. Yeah.
It's mango high chews. I've never heard of that. Huh. More and more men in the U.S. are getting Botox. True or false?
True.
It is true. Three in a row. Botox was once researched as a form of biological weaponry during World War I. True or false?
Oh, gosh. False.
False. That's correct. It was World War II. How many is that now? Four?
Three.
She's got three?
That's four.
Okay. I think it's four. Okay, it's four. Let's see.
You're not on Shark Tank. I'm not paying attention, Ray.
Let's see. Light rail is expanding to the West Valley.
Ugh.
True or false?
True.
It's true. Chad, give him a
ding,
win.
Ba-ding, big ba-ding, one. Ba-ding, it's a big win. You're a winner. Congratulations. Hold on. Pablo's going to get all your information, and we will send you a surprise prize.
That means you don't have a prize.
No, we have some.
I thought you were bringing a prize in. You got nothing.
No, we got stuff.
Do you have a KTAR hat?
I don't know if we have one of those.
Are you gonna we're gonna send you a KTAR pen? That's a crappy
prize.
Know
if we have
you usually
either.
Get better prizes.
No, we got stuff. I just don't know what stuff we have.
You don't know what it is.
No, we have a lot of stuff. I think we have tickets to concerts. Right? We have tickets to concerts. I just know what concert you get. I'm not privy to those things.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow, man.
See ya.